Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks, the Lord Jesus. Yes. As I say all the time, and we should all know it by now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And to God be the glory.
Amen.
Let's just go before the Father right now. Father God, we just thank you for this opportunity. Father, I thank you for giving me a tongue as a disciple, as one who has been taught by you, that I might be able to speak tonight a word to someone who is weary. Lord, you wake me morning by morning, my Lord. You've given unto me ears to hear, that I might hear as one who has been taught by you. So I just thank you tonight for what you're going to do in this place. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's just say it one more time. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And to God be the glory.
And to God be the glory.
Amen. Tonight, I want to thank you, Pastor, Miss Jones. Thank you all for coming out tonight. Amen. Amen. I wonder myself, I said, well, Bishop done got me tonight. You got me, Pastor. I'm telling you, you got me. Amen.
Well, thank God.
You know, one time I got caught in some weather. I came up here to Bible class, and it's been many years and years ago. And I said this, and y'all know that we said things and then we have to go back on it. I said, it was a hard trial to get back home that night. I said, from now on, weather like this, I'm getting back out there. But I'm telling you, I was scared. Didn't know much word. But God, grace and mercy got us back home. All those that are from Calhoun City, it was a trial to go through that. But we made it. We made it. And then I said, I won't do it no more. I said, you got me. You got me. Amen. Praise God. You know, thank God for my husband who said, well, Landrys, you know, God doing something in my marriage. And he said, do you think you need to go out tonight? Said, have you heard the word? I said, yeah. I'm going to go on. I said, I'm going to go on. He didn't like it too good now. He didn't like it. But everything going to be all right when I get back home. And I am at home now. Praise God. It's going to be all right. Kind of shook me a little bit as I was going because I want to have peace in my home. But God is good. Tonight, Miss Joan, you said you started a verse Tuesday, Psalm 104, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So everybody turn your Bibles to Psalms 104. I said, ooh, she talking about them. All I have to do is follow along her lines. But she stopped. I said, okay, Lord. And I know the Lord gave me this. Psalms 104. Didn't quite understand it at first. Because I wanted to go and talk about maybe over in the four gospels, somewhere off over in there. One with issue of blood or the Samaritan woman. You know, I just want to go somewhere else and talk. I said, you can get a lesson out of this, Lord. He didn't say nothing. So I look back at it and I know he told me Psalms 104. So I'm going to go through it still kind of being disobedient. I was going to say a little something and then wouldn't hear nothing. But then when I started doing it, how he want me to do it, he started talking. He started talking. But you all know, as a little child, you all know that church, as we were growing up, it really means something to us. As little children, if you come up on the church ground and, as you know, I might have my little friends or something, I say, you can't tell no lie now. You're on the church ground. You know, that's what we was told. You got to tell the truth. Then you swear. You know, we were little children. But we knew something about the church. It was holy. We knew God was there. Because we always knew it was a God. We knew he was there. So that's why we would say, you know, if you don't tell the truth, he going to get you, Brenda. You know, that's how we were going. We was taught like that. Certain things you just didn't do when it come to the church. The church was considered a holy place, a righteous place where God dwells. And I said, oh, Lord, you can't do this and you can't do that. But we grew up. We grew up. We grew up. Still God. Still God. He was there then, still here now. This is what he began to show me. In Psalms 1, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. My subject tonight will be, God is real. Or you can say, God is great. Either one will do. He's real and he's a great God. And I thought, Lord, how you want to go with this? Once we see God, not the God that I'm going to get you, but once we see him for who he is, when we begin to say he's great, he's good, we can see that God, T. We can see him. When we go before him, we'll see God. You know, this is the closest thing I ever got to seeing him.